الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us many principles in the Quran. And one of those principles Allah azza wa jal has taught us, that the way Allah azza wa jal can shower his blessings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also take out those blessings. Allah azza wa jal can give, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also take. Allah azza wa jal is al-mu'ti, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mani'. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the one who gives, and also He is the one who withholds. Whatever happens in this life, it is the fi'l of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is what Allah Azza wa Jal is doing. Nobody has any power to do anything. Nobody has any authority to do anything. Nobody can do anything. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It's important for people to protect their iman in all situations, in good situations and also in bad situations. In good situations it is important, but in bad situations it's more important that we protect our tawheed, our iman. Because in difficult situations, shaitan can come and put waswasa. Shaitan can come and say, look, he's doing this, they're doing this. So someone other than Allah Azza wa Jal becomes powerful. Somebody other than Allah Azza wa Jal becomes mighty. There is no might for anybody other than Allah Azza wa Jal. There is no power for anyone other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal is Al-Qadir, He is All-Powerful. Allah Azza wa Jal is Al-Muqtadir, He is the Mighty, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He gives His blessings, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He also takes His blessings. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He has wisdom behind everything. So sometimes, even people who are good, certain blessings might be taken away from them. It does not mean that somebody has to do something wrong in order for a blessing to be withdrawn from them. Like, sometimes if there is a natural calamity, God forbid, if there is earthquake, if there is disaster, then immediately people assume that those people must be wrong, because of which Allah is punishing them. Not everything that looks wrong is punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah knows. Allah Azza wa Jal, He knows. We cannot say if something is happening to somebody or some people that there is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot say that. It can be ibtila. If some people are going through difficult times, it can be ibtila from Allah Azza wa Jal. Ibtila that Allah tests. And sometimes the test can be very severe, can be very difficult, very challenging. Nobody would wish for that test, because nobody can dare to say to Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah, test me. We are all weak. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that we should ask for afiyah. Ya Allah, make it easy for me. Make it easy for everybody. We cannot show our strength to Allah Azza wa Jal. We are nobody to show any strength to Allah Azza wa Jal. So we cannot express our might, walayadu billah, or anything. We can only express our humility, our weakness. But still, Allah Azza wa Jalla might test some people. And sometimes the test can be very difficult. The test can be very difficult. Sometimes the best people can be tested. The most pious people can be tested. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who can be better than him? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Afdalul khalq, afdalul bashar, sayyidul khalq, sayyidu uldi adam. Just go through his life and see how many types of tests he had to go through. People are tested through fear. Fear for life. Any time death can come. Any time anything can happen. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he suffered that fear. He went through that fear. All the people of Makkah are looking for him. Everybody in Makkah looking for him. Yani anybody who will find him will try to harm him. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much so that the most brave person, the bravest person, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the most brave person. But still he had to use techniques and tactics, because this alam, this world, is the world of asbab. We have to take precautions. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had to hide in the cave of Hira, in the cave of Thawr. In the cave of Thawr, he had to hide for 3 days. Only one person with him. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Only one person with him. And the whole Makkah is looking for him. You know, if somebody is there to support him, defend him. One person. And the enemy, everybody is enemy. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he suffered that fear. And long before this, the people of Makkah decided to boycott him and his family. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family, not only they suffered fear, they also suffered hunger. They suffered hunger for 3 years. For 3 long years, nobody could buy anything from Banu Hashim. Nobody can sell anything to them. Nobody can marry them. Nobody can talk to them in a small valley. They were completely, totally isolated. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family, small children, women, people who don't know why they are suffering, but they suffered. So much so that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that we will not have anything to eat except what Bilal can hide under his arm. My yuwazi or yukhfihi ibtu Bilal, aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What arm of Bilal can hide? How much can you hide under your, how many bags of food? People suffered hunger. So much so that any piece of leather they find, piece of leather, you know, sometimes we have leather in our shoes, sometimes there is leather in different household items. People would cut that piece of leather, put it in the water and eat. Afdalul khalq, Sayyidul Bashar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he suffered, and Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they suffered all kinds of fear, hunger, thirst, his family, his children, his companions. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in Medina. All the people of Makkah decided to, all the Arab tribes, they got together and they decided to attack Medina at once. Everybody got together, everybody gathered. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in Medina. What can he do? Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu advised, Ya Rasulullah, we should have a khandaq. We should have a trench. Khandaq, you have to dig deep. And you have to dig wide. Dig deep and also dig wide so that nobody can cross. Even a horse, a fast running horse, cannot jump, cannot cross. For protection. they had to dig khandak around the whole city, not around one house, to protect a house, around the entire city. Only there was one pocket, one area where there were houses. For that area, there was no need. But other than that, they had. Did they have a lot of food to eat and dig? Did they have weapons? Did they have tools to dig and? No, no tools. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself participated. They were hungry and they were thirsty, but they were doing their job. Allah Azza wa Jal, He gives and He takes. Allah Azza wa Jal, He gives His blessings. And for wisdom, Allah knows, sometimes these blessings are also taken away. This happens. This has happened in the Islamic history, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the life of companions, in the Battle of Uhud. Mushrikeen surrounded. So much so that Shaitan shouted that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is assassinated, Muhammad is killed. In the Battle of Hunayn, there was chaos. People are dispersed. People don't know what to do. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was alone. And he was moving ahead and he was saying, Ana an-nabiyyu la kadhib, ana ibn Abdul Muttalib. Ana an-nabiyyu la kadhib. I am the Prophet of God. What happens? Regardless, I know I am Prophet of God. Somebody is on my side, somebody is not on my side. I am alive, I am not alive. I am Prophet of God. Ana an-nabiyyu la kadhib, ana ibn Abdul Muttalib. So when we have difficult times, obviously people have emotions and people have very strong feelings. This is natural. So there are many things we need to do. But one of them is to protect our own iman. One of them is to protect our own iman. Not to attribute what is happening to somebody and not to neglect Allah Azza wa Jalla himself. Even what happens, if it looks bad and if it is bad, still there is amr of Allah Azza wa Jal behind. The way khair is in the hand of Allah Azza wa Jal, shar is also in the hand of Allah Azza wa Jal. إِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ. Everything returns to him. Everything goes back to him. بِيَدِهِ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ. Everything, all the matters are in his hand. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why our aqidah, our belief that al-qadr khayruhu wa sharruhu min Allah ta'ala. Taqdeer, khair is from Allah and shar is also from Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us understanding and tawfiq to protect our iman. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah.